Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into 30 Lessons for Loving by Carl Pilmer. Sophie, I have to ask, what did you think of the idea that everything we think we know about love is probably wrong?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it hit me hard. Pilmer is a Cornell sociologist, and he interviewed hundreds of people who've been married for like 40, 50, even 60 years. These are the real experts, and their advice goes against almost everything we see in movies and on dating apps.
Right? The first thing that hit me was the soulmate myth. We're all out here looking for the one, but the elders say that's not just unrealistic, it's actually destructive.
Yeah. If you believe in soulmates, you think relationships should be easy. The moment there's friction, you assume you picked the wrong person. But one elder put it perfectly. Love isn't about finding a perfect person. It's about building a life with an imperfect one.
And that reframes everything. It's not about discovering love. It's about creating it. They said the secret isn't compatibility, it's commitment. You decide this is the person you're going to love, and then the love grows from that decision.
Which leads to the second big lesson. Love is a decision, not a feeling. We're conditioned to think love is this overwhelming emotion that sweeps you off your feet. But when that feeling fades, we panic and think it's over.
But the elders describe love as a verb. It's an action. You wake up every morning and decide to be married. That's what carries you through the dry spells and the arguments.
Exactly. They say don't wait for the feeling to motivate you. Act lovingly until the feeling returns. It's not about settling. It's about accessing a deeper, more resilient kind of love built on willpower and habit.
Okay, here's where I really had to check myself. They say compatibility is a process, not a checklist. We swipe left on someone who likes the wrong movies, but the elders laugh at that. The most successful couples are often the most different.
Yeah, it's not about finding someone like you. It's about finding someone whose differences you can respect. One woman said the secret is not finding someone you can live with, but finding someone you can't live without.
That distinction is huge. Living with someone requires sameness. But not living without someone means you appreciate their unique, irreplaceable self, quirks, and all. Stop looking for a mirror. Start looking for a partner who challenges you.
And then there's conflict. The elders say most couples fight about the wrong things. We argue about money and chores, but the real issue is usually a perceived lack of respect or appreciation. The goal of a fight isn't to win, it's to protect the relationship.
So your partner is your teammate, not your opponent. Winning an argument is actually a loss for the team. They had this rule, never say something in anger that takes away your partner's dignity. Once you cross that line, you damage trust and safety.
And they also talk about letting go. Many admitted they never resolved their biggest conflicts. They just outgrew them. Accepting that some things won't be perfect is more valuable than proving you're right.
That acceptance thing is the bedrock of the whole book. We're constantly trying to change our partners, but the elders say it doesn't work. You can't change another person. The only person you can change is yourself.
Right. The happiest couples have given up on remodeling their partner. They accept the fundamental core of the other person. And they realize that the annoying habits are often the flip side of what you love. The spontaneous person is also disorganized. The reliable one is a bit rigid.
You can't pick and choose. If you want the good, you tolerate the bad. They advise asking yourself about your partner's fatal flaw. Can I live with this for the rest of my life? If yes, stop complaining about it.
Another big one, don't expect your partner to be your everything. We've placed an impossible burden on relationships. They're supposed to be best friend, lover, therapist, career coach, and everything. That's a recipe for disappointment.
The elders maintained a strong sense of self. They had their own friends, hobbies, and interests. That independence actually strengthened the relationship. It prevented codependency and resentment. You bring a whole self to the partnership, not a needy, empty one.
Cultivate your own life. Invest in friendships. Pursue your passions. A healthy relationship is made of two whole people, not two halves trying to make a whole.
And here's the poignant part. They talked about time. Young couples are anxious about the future, but the elders see the whole arc. They know the middle years, especially with young kids, are brutally hard, exhausting, unromantic, full of conflict.
But that phase is temporary. The couples who made it through kept their eyes on the horizon. They trusted that love would return and intimacy would deepen again. The secret to a long marriage is simply to not get divorced. It means enduring the bad times with confidence that better times are ahead.
Finally, they talk about the purpose of a relationship. We think it's personal happiness. We stay as long as we're fulfilled. But the elders say the real purpose is growth. It's a crucible that forces you to become a better person.
Your partner is your mirror, your teacher, your challenger. They show you your blind spots and selfishness. If you're willing to learn, the relationship sands down your rough edges and makes you more patient and compassionate.
It's not always pleasant, but it's the most profound gift. The elders didn't look back on constant bliss. They looked back on deep meaning. They were grateful for the person who knew them completely and still chose to stay. I'm taking away that love is a practice, not a destination. You engage in it every single day. It's a discipline of kindness and a commitment to forgiveness. You build a life together, one imperfect, beautiful day at a time.
And if you want to dive deeper into these lessons, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The core message is simple. Forget the soulmate myth. Love is a decision you make every day. We'll see you in the next one.